team. Well, the news at noon sponsored today by TC Auto Works, keeping you on the road with vehicle sales and service, and by Strang's Heating and Electric, serving Southwest Wisconsin for over 100 years. They are your total contractor for sales, installation, and service.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Robert Cremo was not in the courtroom today to hear the judge give him life in prison for the deadly Chicago area Highland Park July 4th parade mass shooting from 2022. A Russian air attack on Ukraine's capital, Kyiv, leaves at least 12 dead, at least 80 injured, says the head of Kyiv's military office. ABC News Chief Global Affairs anchor Martha Raddatz.
Lashing out on social media, Trump warning Zelensky can have peace or he can fight for another 3 years before losing the whole country. The man with no cards to play should now finally get it done. Ukrainian officials saying they are ready to negotiate, not surrender. But the White House is demanding this deal be final.
Pope Francis's coffin will be at ground level, not elevated, so that those gathering along Saturday's procession can see him more easily. Existing home sales went down for March, says the National Association of Realtors. This is ABC News. Firefighters in New Jersey say they're making progress in a wildfire that has burned tens of thousands of acres.
Officials say they have now made an arrest in the origins of the Jones Road fire, which they now say has charred 15,000 acres. According to officials, law enforcement arrested a 19-year-old man who they say Tuesday morning set a bonfire, lit some wood pallets on fire, and then left the area while failing to extinguish them. And they say the remnants of that bonfire is what then spread.
ABC's Trevor Alden, Ocean County, New Jersey. Rain is in the forecast over the next few days. Tonight, round one of the NFL draft, ABC's Ike Ajachi has more on who the New York Giants could choose.
Many experts expect New York to draft Penn State defensive end Abdul Carter, but there's still some noise about the team drafting a quarterback at the pick. Will it be Shedeur Sanders, who's shown flashes of true stardom, or will they go in another direction?
Heisman Trophy winner Travis Hunter could head to Cleveland, and Miami quarterback Cam Ward may go to the Tennessee Titans. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Tax time is the perfect time to find your next vehicle, and TC Auto Works in Richland Center is ready to help. With a great selection of cars and trucks, they strive to get you behind the wheel of the perfect ride. Meet Kyle, their new sales guru. With 15 years of experience, he knows how to make car buying easy and hassle-free. At TC Auto Works, customer service comes first, setting them apart from the rest. Stop by TC Auto Works in Richland Center today and let Kyle and the team help you find your next vehicle.
For more than a century, Strang's has been a trusted name in serving Southwest Wisconsin with a steadfast commitment to helping people. At Strang's, their dedicated team takes immense pride in providing top-notch products from industry-leading brands such as Lennox, Water Furnace, NEC, Grundfos, A.O. Smith, and Westinghouse. Quality is their hallmark, and they strive to exceed expectations in every aspect. Whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Their comprehensive solutions cater to both business and residential needs, ensuring that your comfort and satisfaction are the top priorities. Strang's has always been about people helping people. With a wealth of experience and knowledge, the team is committed to serving the community with the utmost dedication. Strang's, your trusted partner today and always. Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Simpson's Tractor, Center Pharmacy, Cardinal Glass CG, Reedsburg Area Medical Center, BL Signs, Kickapoo Creekside, PMI Windows, Prem Meats, Allied Ready Mix, Foggy Bottom Woodworks, Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating and Electric, Court and Main Furniture and Mattress, Southwest Tech, Village Family Dental, Driftless Area Group, Dairy Hardware, Richland Family Prescription Center, and Court and Main Furniture and Mattress.
Good afternoon. It is a cloudy 54 degrees in Richland Center at 12:05. Our forecast calls for mostly cloudy skies, a A few peaks of sun is possible with isolated light showers. Highs in the mid to upper 60s. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a 70% chance of rain, mainly after midnight, a low of 47. And tomorrow, rain tapers off by midday. Mostly cloudy, breezy, and cooler with a high of 56. Currently in Richland Center, we have westerly winds at 5 miles per hour, and it's 54 degrees.
Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric care about your complete home comfort. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric provide outstanding care by offering Lennox products, recognized as the number one comfort company in North America. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric has been keeping folks warm and cool for years, offering a superior product line of furnaces, air conditioners, and tankless water heaters. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric. Call 608-604-5743.
BL Signs, located near Richland Center, is a full-service sign design and construction company dedicated to crafting all types of interior and exterior signage. Known for high-quality custom work, BL Signs offers competitive pricing and reliable on-time delivery. From electronic message centers to interior door signs, they handle it all, tailoring solutions for large and small businesses and everything in between. For all your signage needs, trust the experts at BL Signs, 647-0149 today.
The Wisconsin Supper Club, a long-standing tradition that's found new life. Kickapoo Creekside is one of Wisconsin's newest supper clubs. From mouth-watering steaks and fresh seafood to a large salad bar in the perfect old-fashioned, Kickapoo Creekside provides a great dining experience. Order from the menu or enjoy the chef's daily special. Kickapoo Creekside, 827 West Kickapoo Street in Reedstown. Open Wednesdays through Saturdays at 4, Sundays at 11 a.m.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Paul from Prescription Center. For over 40 years, we have been a trusted member of the health care of our community. We've always been here for everyone. From West Seminary Street, where it all started, to the hospital, and now to Sexsonville Road, we have provided honest advice, low prices, and with the help of many of our friends, a pay-it-forward account to help those that can't afford their medication. We are humbled by the trust we have earned. We have always made every effort to make pharmacy affordable to all. We accept all insurances because you deserve to have your plan honored. The only area pharmacy to take TRICARE and CHAMP-VA. What better way to say thank you to those who served? We thank all for their trust. If you want this type of service, let us be your pharmacy of choice.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Good afternoon. It's 54 cloudy degrees in Richland Center at 12:08. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. A former Avoca man is missing in Taylor County. Authorities in northern Wisconsin are seeking help in finding Jesse James Yansky. The Taylor County Sheriff's Office said that he was last seen around 9:30 last Thursday night and was reported missing out of Price County. He was last seen in Taylor County. Taylor and Price County Sheriff's Departments, along with search and rescue teams, have been searching the area. Jesse Yansky was last seen in a black sweatshirt and jogging pants with black and white Hoka brand shoes. Anyone with information is asked to contact the Taylor County Sheriff's Office at 715-748-2200, extension 5. International students across the country are discovering that their legal status and student visas are being terminated or revoked with little notice. An Associated Press review of university statements, correspondence with school officials, and court records has, as of Wednesday, tallied at least 1,118 students at 177 colleges, universities, and university systems have had their visas revoked or their legal status terminated since late March. Closer to home, a local judge has prevented the Trump administration from deporting a second UW-Madison student. According to the Wisconsin State Journal, 21-year-old Allison Yang, a Chinese student at the business school. She's set to graduate in about 2 weeks and works as an actuarial assistant before grad school. But her visa was revoked April 4th. She had a speeding ticket, and that may be the basis of her deportation. The paper reports a federal judge in Madison ruled that revoking her visa was, quote, an abuse of discretion, and a speeding ticket is not a valid reason to deport someone. The judge's ruling says if she had to go home, she would have spent more than $130,000 and not get her degree. On top of that, he mentioned the psychological impact, saying she's now in constant fear and doesn't want to leave her room, worried that immigration authorities will arrest her. The Trump administration has revoked the visas of at least 40 students across the UW system. Students have begun to file lawsuits across the country, with a number of temporary restraining orders granted in lawsuits from New Hampshire, Montana, and Wisconsin. A letter from Wisconsin Democrats demands the Trump administration assist with lead remediation in Milwaukee public schools. U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin and Congresswoman Gwen Moore are asking the administration to approve the MPS request for federal assistance. The Centers for Disease Control denied the request earlier this month, citing staffing shortages after Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. eliminated the agency's response team. Baldwin and Moore are also urging the administration to reinstate fired lead poisoning experts at the CDC. Democratic lawmakers introduced legislation to establish a statutory right to abortion in Wisconsin. State Senator Kelda Royce of Madison says Republican lawmakers have been focused on making abortion as difficult for people to access as possible. The Abortion Rights Restoration Act would remove the state's 1849 abortion ban, abortion medications, restrictions, and abortion coverage bans. It's unlikely to advance in the Republican-controlled legislature. Legislation that could help identify Wisconsin's missing in action will be reintroduced this session. Tuesday was Veterans Day at the Capitol, and Jordan Tillison with the Wisconsin VFW spoke about the importance of the University of Wisconsin Missing in Action Recovery and Identification Project, calling it important for MIA families and for the mental health of surviving veterans. The volunteer group generally receives no state or federal funding and searches for missing personnel as assigned by the Department of Defense. Representative Christine Sinicki said her bill would establish a program to allow the UW team to focus on Wisconsin MIAs. Currently, they must search for the MIAs assigned to them by the Department of Defense. There are approximately 81,000 Americans who remain missing from World War II, Korea, and Vietnam. Roughly 1,500 of those are from Wisconsin. This will be the fourth session in which the Milwaukee Democrat has introduced the bill to provide an annual funding for teams to search specifically for Wisconsin's missing in action. Farmers are changing what they are planting this year because of the tariffs with China. A new report from the U.S. Department of Agriculture shows that farmers are looking at the tariffs from the Trump administration and expecting to export fewer soybeans. In Wisconsin, 12% fewer acres of soybeans are being planted. That's because China makes up the bulk of soybean purchases in the world, and there's no alternative markets to sell those beans. Farmers may be moving to corn or other crops to cover the difference. A federal monitor says more children are being held in Wisconsin's youth prisons than earlier this year. The federal task force that monitors Lincoln Hills and Copper Lake schools in northern Wisconsin says there are about 30 more residents at the facilities than in January. WJFW-TV in Rhinelander reports that agents say the state should be doing more to use administrative justice to handle youth crime. However, staffing levels are up, and the state is meeting 90% of the goals the federal government wants in the wake of the 2017 investigation that started the monitoring. The Dane County Regional Airport is resuming nonstop flights to Los Angeles. The flights will resume May 21st, with service running twice a week through August 30th. Airport Marketing Director Michael Riker says the return of the seasonal route to L.A. is a testament to the community's demand for convenient air service. Dane County Regional Airport now provides nonstop flights to 17 destinations. The airport also recently expanded its south terminal to include new restaurants, a bar, and family amenities like a mother's lounge and children's play area. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation Division of Motor Vehicles has now an easy online process to find the ideal special license plate, personalize the plate's message, and order online with DMV's new special license plates web application. The step-by-step process begins at wisconsindmv.gov/specialplates, where customers can select a plate from among more than 60 options. Special plates are organized by interest areas, including automobile enthusiast, health, higher education, military, nature, professional, and miscellaneous. Images of the plates, fee details, descriptions of the plates, and information about the plate sponsor are provided. Collector and hobbyist plates are also included. This app also allows regular Wisconsin plates to be selected when they are to be personalized. After a plate is chosen, there is an option to personalize it with a custom message. Up to 3 different personalized plate combinations can be requested initially when using the new online application. The customer can see the personalized message on the plate as they order. Wisconsin DMV will review the request to confirm that the plate message is not already taken or is objectionable. Next, customers are guided through straightforward steps to register the plates, confirm the application order, and pay online. For plate orders that do not involve personalized messages or eligibility verification, the certification of registration can be downloaded from the Special Plates web application, or it can be automatically emailed after completion of the order. For plate orders that involve personalized messages and/or eligibility verification, the certificate of registration will arrive via email or mail within 1 to 2 weeks after the application is submitted. The specialty or personalized plate should arrive 3 to 4 weeks after the application is submitted. The number of special license plates offered by the Wisconsin DMV continues to grow. Wisconsin DMV has a process for groups and organizations to initiate a new license. To apply, groups must pay a $15,500 fee for development cost and collect signatures from 500 Wisconsin residents who intend to purchase the special plates. If authorized, the group must maintain 500 valid special plates registrations after 3 years, or DMV will discontinue issuing the plates. There are currently 625,354 sponsored special license plates on Wisconsin's roads. It's 54 cloudy degrees in Richland Center at 12:17. This week's History Moment is next on WRCO's News at Noon.
Court & Main's tax refund sale is going on now. Stretch your hard-earned dollars even further with savings of up to 50% off on our wide range of in-stock furniture, mattresses, bedding, and home accents. From sofas to sectionals, wall clocks to rugs, we have it all. Plus, you'll find specials on our large selection of unique gift items and spring decor that is sure to please. Don't miss the tax refund sale at Court & Main Furniture & Mattress in downtown Richland Center.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects. And with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
Are you looking for amazing meat without breaking the bank? Come on down to Prem Meats, your local state-approved butcher shop in Spring Green and Prairie du Sac. From juicy beef to tender pork, chicken, and fresh seafood, they've got it all. Most of it made from their own perfected family recipes. Once you try it, you'll keep coming back for more. And hey, don't forget to grab a fresh take-and-bake pizza while you're there. Right on Highway 14 in Spring Green. Easy to find, hard to leave. Prem Meats and Catering, the little shop with big savings and even bigger flavor. Oh, and we make your venison taste amazing, too.
Reedsburg Area Medical Center has achieved the prestigious 5-star rating from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. This rating is the highest possible and places RAMC among the elite. Only 8% of hospitals nationwide receive this distinction. The 5-star rating is based on 46 quality measures, including safety of care, patient experience, timely and effective care, and more. 5 stars indicates exceptional and consistent quality care right here in Reedsburg. RAMC Help.com.
Dairy Hardware in Spring Green has everything you need for basic home repair, large remodeling projects, sporting goods, and small home appliances. Browse their large selection of everyday tools on hand. Dairy Hardware cuts keys, threads pipe, repairs windows, rents rug shampooers, does free paint color matching, and more. Stop in now and take advantage of sales on home helper items. Dairy Hardware, proud to be serving the Spring Green area with hometown values.
It's 53 degrees in Richland Center. WRCO News Time is 12:20. It's time for this week's Richland County History Moment with Richland County Historical Society President Ken Theed.
The town of Gillingham. And now for a Richland County Historical Society History Moment. Here's the rest of the story. According to the 1972 Richland County Atlas, Gillingham, it's nestled between the hills in a rather narrow valley that lies what we know as the town of Gillingham. It's located in the town of Marshall in an unglaciated part of Wisconsin, hence the hills. The town is spread out nearly a mile with lots of scenic beauty, lovely farms, neat buildings, and herds of dairy cattle. The first Gillingham Post Office was established in 1881, and it was housed in connection with a store by J.B. Gillingham Sr. In 1931, the two-story building burned, and the present one, a one-story building, was there built. The first mercantile business in the township of Marshall was carried on by Joseph Marshall, who later sold it to George Crosscup. He also handled the purchasing and sale of ginseng. The Presbyterian Church of Fancy Creek was organized on June 11, 1859, by the Reverend J. H. Mathers. As the congregation grew smaller, and finally because it reduced to just six families, it was decided in 1959 to transfer to Richland Center and be a part of that Presbyterian Church. The church was demolished in 1962. The Evangelical United Brethren Church is still well kept. It's a frame building just off Highway 56. The farms in the community are purely a dairy and agriculture nature, the most common size being around 140 acres and commonly 20 cows per farm. Several of the farmers have maple sugar saps that range from 20 to 30 trees, up to as many as 150, and on one farm, 550 trees. Listen next week for the history of Richland County, covering the Gage Building on Court Street.
Today's History Moment is a service of the Richland County Historical Society. Members of the Historical Society enjoy reminiscing with the Achy Breaky newsletter. A strong membership base keeps the Historical Society viable and active by promoting the study and appreciation of local history, the sponsorship of programs devoted to local history, and the maintenance and access to the Achy School Museum. Annual memberships are just $10 for an individual or family, $20 for a business, or $100 for a lifetime individual or family membership. Memberships can be mailed to Richland County Historical Society, 213 South Central Avenue, apartment number 1, Richland Center, Wisconsin, 53581. You can also learn more at richlandcountyhistoricalsociety.weebly.com.
The Wisconsin Department of Justice reminds you that Saturday is National Drug Take-Back Day. More than 170 events are planned across Wisconsin, with more than 275 participating law enforcement agencies, where Wisconsinites are encouraged to dispose of unwanted and unused medications. They include in Richland County at the Richland Center Police Department from 10 to 2, hosted by the Richland Center Police Department at the Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County. Four locations will be available to you in Sauk County. They include the Sheriff's Office from 8 to noon, the Sauk Prairie Police Department from 9 to noon, the Spring Green Police Department from 10 to 2, and the Plain Municipal Building from 10 to 2. And two locations in Vernon County, the Village Hall in Stoddard and the Village Hall in Reedstown. Drug Take Back Day provides a safe, convenient, and responsible means of disposal while also educating the community about the potential abuse and consequences of improper storage and disposal of these medications. Unused or expired medicine should never be flushed or poured down the drain. Water reclamation facilities are not designed to remove all pharmaceuticals, and trace amounts are showing up in rivers and lakes. All waste pharmaceuticals must be generated by a household. No businesses are allowed. Households are encouraged to bring in prescription, both controlled and non-controlled, and over-the-counter medications, ointments, patches, inhalers, non-aerosol sprays, creams, vials, and PET medications, and vape pens or other e-cigarette devices with the batteries removed. Liquids will be accepted. However, the liquids, creams, and sprays must be in their original packaging. Liquids without the original packaging will not be accepted. Do not bring illegal drugs, needles or sharps, acids, aerosol cans, biohazardous materials, personal care products, household hazardous waste, and mercury thermometers. Illicit substances such as marijuana or methamphetamine are not a part of this initiative and should not be placed in collection containers. Participants may dispose of solid, non-liquid medications by removing the label or blacking out personal information on the label of the plastic pill container, or by cutting the medication into a clear, sealable plastic bag. Blister packages without the medications being removed are also acceptable. Participating in Drug Take Back Day this Saturday is simple and hassle-free. No questions will be asked, ensuring a quick and anonymous drop-off experience. If you are unable to attend Saturday's Drug Take Back event, permanent drop boxes are available year-round at the Richland Center Municipal Building, the Richland County Sheriff's Department Center Pharmacy, and the Village of Iola Municipal Building. It's 53 cloudy degrees in Richland Center at 12:26. Today's vital statistics are next.
Good oral health leads to better overall health. Brush twice a day, floss regularly, and don't forget to see your dentist. At Village Family Dental, we have a full-time certified orthodontist ready to care for your smile. Schedule your appointment today for a regular checkup, cleaning, or a free orthodontic exam. Prevent bacteria from entering your bloodstream and causing other health issues. Keep your mouth healthy with Village Family Dental and Orthodontics in Spring Green. Call now to make an appointment. Your health starts with your smile.
With Driftless Area Group, our knowledge expands beyond real estate. We offer a variety of insurance, land surveying, and interior design services. With so many unique skills residing in one special team, we work together to help you achieve all your needs. Whether it be real estate or insurance, we are your trusted partners. Start your journey with us today by visiting our website, driftlessareallc.com, check us out on Facebook, or even stop by our office at 27128 Highway 14 in Richland Center, Wisconsin.
New windows add value and comfort to your home. PMI Windows of Lone Rock knows windows. Windows is all they do. PMI will help you custom tailor premium vinyl windows for your home to maximize your heating and cooling savings while giving you the look, feel, and the function you desire. All with the industry's best lifetime, no-nonsense, transferable warranty. Call 583-7200 to schedule your free estimate from PMI Windows of Lone Rock.
Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Faith Hallett, 92, of Richland Center, died last Thursday at the Richland Hospital. Funeral services will be held Friday at 11 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel, with burial to follow in the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel today from 4 until 7, and again tomorrow morning from 10 until the time of service at 11. Survivors of Faith Hallett include seven children, Doris and Chuck Carlson of California, Larry and Susan Hallett of Richland Center, Roger and Deborah Hallett of Barneveld, Anita and Mike Simonson of New London, Susan and Jeff Meyer of Sextonville, Wanda Castelli of Kenosha, and David Hallett of Richland Center. 18 grandchildren, 30 great-grandchildren, 7 great-great-grandchildren, and many other relatives and friends. Faith Hallett, 92, of Richland Center. Irma Mae Brown, 83, of Richland Center, died unexpectedly December 22nd at her winter home in Mission, Texas. A celebration of life will be held Friday from 4 to 7 at the Phoenix Center in Richland Center. A private burial will be held at the Mount Tabor Cemetery. Memorials may be given to the Mount Tabor Cemetery or charity of your choice. Survivors of Irma Brown include two children, Tim Brown and Lynn and Troy Rolbecki. four grandchildren, brother-in-law Gerald and Judy Brown, sister-in-law Marlene Brown, and several nieces, nephews, and cousins. Irma Mae Brown, 83, of Richland Center. Lionel Albert Baxter, 101 of Avoca, died January 22nd. Joanne Charlotte Baxter, 94 of Richland Center, formerly of Avoca, died February 14th. A funeral service will be held Saturday at 11 at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Graveside military rites will be held for Lionel at the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home Saturday from 9 until the time of service at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to the Avoca Fire EMT Department, the Frank O'Brien Legion Post, Shriners Hospital in Minneapolis, St. Jude's, or a local food pantry. Lionel and Joanne Baxter are survived by two sons, Craig of Buffalo Grove, Illinois, and David and Rhonda of Oconomowoc. Eight grandchildren, 23 great-grandchildren, Joanne's sisters, Marion and Bob, and Kate and Fred, sister-in-law, Betty Baxter of Avoca, many nieces, nephews, and friends. Lionel Albert Baxter, 101 of Avoca, and Joanne Charlotte Baxter, 94 of Richland Center, formerly of Avoca. Betty Beinborn, 91 of Boscobel, died April 4th from congestive heart failure. A funeral mass will be held Saturday at 11 at Immaculate Conception Church in Boscobel. Friends may call at the church Saturday from 9 to 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be sent to the Tuffley Center in Boscobel. The Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel is assisting the family. Betty Beinborn is survived by two daughters, Marcia and Mike Webster of Belleville, Nancy and Larry Milligan of Henry, Illinois, sons Michael and Nancy of Boscobel, Jeff and Gina of Elkhorn, and Tim of Boscobel. 17 grandchildren, 28 great-grandchildren, 2 great-great-grandchildren, her sister, Beverly of Shorewood, sister-in-law, Orpha Beinborn of Boscobel, and brother-in-law, Jack Rowland of Clinton, Iowa. Betty Beinborn, 91, of Boscobel. Carrie Lee Felton, 59, of Richland Center, died March 13th at Gunderson Health System in La Crosse. A celebration of life with a time for sharing will be held Saturday from 1 to 4 at Lonesome Dove in Boaz. A private burial will be held at a later date at Mount Tabor Cemetery in Sabin. In lieu of flowers, memorials to Mount Tabor Cemetery are preferred. The Cleary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center assisted the family with arrangements. Carrie Felton is survived by two daughters, Danielle and Alex Gratz, Julianne Turnipseed and Joe Quinn, companion Lisa Wilson, a brother LaVon, Spanky and Michelle Felton, a sister Bobby Joe Felton Persinger, nieces and nephews, his former spouse Kim Felton, aunts and uncles, other relatives, and many friends. Carrie Lee Felton, 59, of Richland Center. Gladys Slaney, 85, of Kenosha, formerly of Richland Center, died Monday in Kenosha. Funeral services will be held Saturday at 1 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center, with burial to follow in St. Patrick's Catholic Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Saturday from 11 until the time of service at 1. Gladys Slaney is survived by five children, Chris and Ty Baker of West Salem, Tim and Sharon Slaney of Sylvan, Loretta and Michael Mays of Kenosha, Wayne and Nikki Slaney of Shatek, and Keith and Sarah Slaney of Lone Rock. 19 grandchildren, 35 great-grandchildren, 4 great-great-grandchildren, 2 sisters, Carolyn and Wilbert Troxell and Nancy Felton, and many nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Gladys Slaney, 85, of Kenosha, formerly of Richland Center. Vernon Charles Carter, 72, of rural Richland Center, died Sunday at Pine Valley Community Village. A celebration of life will be held Friday, May 2nd from 2 until 5 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be directed to Pine Valley Community Village or Schmidt Woodland Hills. Vernon Carter is survived by his wife of 50 years, Penny, two sons, Tony and Jennifer Carter, and Terry and Becky Carter. a daughter, Tanya and Wesley Brush, a grandson, 3 granddaughters, 2 great-granddaughters, a great-grandson, 4 sisters, Janet Hyrie, Ellen and Larry Morgan, Linda Schmidt, and Grace and Paul Pitak, 2 brothers, Herbie and Kendi Carter, and Dan and Jody Carter, an aunt and many other special in-laws, nieces, nephews, family, and friends. Vernon Charles Carter, 72, of rural Richland Center. Sherry L. McGowan, 78, of Muscadet, died April 16th after a long battle with cancer. A funeral discourse will be held Saturday, May 3rd at 3 at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. The funeral will also be available on Zoom. Friends may call at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home Saturday, May 3rd, from 2 until 3. In lieu of flowers, donations may be made to Jehovah's Witnesses or another charity. Sherry McGowan is survived by 2 sons, Donald L. McGowan and Dave McGowan, 5 children, 3 great-grandchildren, 4 brothers, Pat McGarriger, Jim Lochner, John and Joanne Lochner, and Mark and Diane Lochner, 2 sisters, Sandy Maynard and Barb Hartley, sister-in-law, Kay Kaufman, and many nieces, nephews, and extended family. Sherry L. McGowan, 78, of Muscadet. Philip Charles Gilbank, age 84, died Tuesday. Funeral services will be held at a later date in Kenosha. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Philip Gilbank is survived by his children, Shelley and Jay Paulu, Steve and Mary Gilbank, Scott Gilbank, and Sherry and Mike Rockwell, 9 grandchildren, 6 great-grandchildren, and stepchildren, Colin and Dawn Gillingham, Chad Gillingham, Christopher and Roxanne Gerber, and Sherry and Kelly Gillingham Tietrich. Philip Charles Gilbank, age 84.
Hi, this is Kendra at Allied Ready Mix in Lancaster, Wisconsin. Allied Ready Mix is a local, family-owned business with plants located in Lancaster and Muscadet. We provide high-quality concrete for your commercial, agricultural, and residential needs in the surrounding area. Give us a call today at 608-723-3396 so we can provide the materials that you need for your project. Allied Ready Mix, where service and quality come together.
Be prepared for the upcoming season with a ready and rolling sales event at Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center. Currently, significant savings are available for pre-orders of select New Holland equipment. Benefit from discounts of up to $10,500 on roll belt, round balers, and up to $7,500 on disc bind, disc mower conditioners. Simpson's Tractor provides a comprehensive range of equipment for cutting and baling operations, ensuring efficiency and performance, supported by attractive offers and rebates. These promotional offers conclude on June 30th. Visit Simpson's Tractor, your authorized New Holland dealer in Richland Center, to take advantage of these opportunities today.
Attention Express Scripts patients of Boscobel and Center Pharmacy. Center and Boscobel Pharmacies have become aware that some of you have received notices stating you're out of network. Please don't worry. They're here to address any concerns. If you have questions, reach out to them directly. Rest assured, this situation is resolved and there will be no interruption in services to you. Center and Boscobel Pharmacies apologize for any confusion and appreciate your understanding during this process. Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy thank you for trusting them to care for you.
Anniversary wishes go out today to Craig and Judy Rasmussen, Don and Annette Clark, Andy and Becca Keller, and a 60th anniversary wish to Lyle and Ann Wanless. Best wishes from your friends at Center Pharmacy and Boscobel Pharmacy.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good Thursday. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, the weak weather system, which brought up to a half inch of rain in our region over the past 24 hours, is mostly fallen apart, but there still were a few sprinkles as of late morning, especially northeast of Richland County, and then scattered showers back across central Iowa and into southwest Minnesota. That western system will gradually get closer and bring us some more rain later tonight into early tomorrow. Looks like, again, another half inch or so could fall. Also, some cooler north winds tomorrow will keep those temperatures several degrees below normal. By Saturday and Sunday, though, more sunshine expected with the next warming trend kicking in. We'll have south winds out there again going into early next week. A cold front approaching could also help generate some scattered thunderstorms Sunday and into Monday. A few of those could be on the stronger side, so be sure to check in for updates. Here's that forecast for the rest of today. Mostly cloudy to a few peaks of sun. Isolated light showers and sprinkles possible, especially northeast of Richland County. High temperature in the mid to upper 60s. East wind between 5 and 10. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a 70% chance of rain, mainly after midnight, low 47. Tomorrow, the rain gradually tapering off by midday, mostly cloudy, breezy, and cooler, high 56, northeast and north wind 10 to 20. On Saturday, pleasant with mainly sunny skies, low 36, high 63. Sunday, partly sunny, breezy, and mild, with a slight chance of showers by night, low 37, high 67. For Monday, variably cloudy, breezy, and warm. Scattered showers and thunderstorms are likely, most numerous at night. Some could be heavy. Low 51, high 75. On Tuesday, a small chance of showers early, then partly sunny and breezy, high in the mid-60s. Wednesday, partly cloudy and seasonal, high 62. Hope you have a good afternoon. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
There was a time when losing your wallet was your greatest risk of losing your hard-earned money. Today, identity theft robs millions of Americans of their finances, well-being, and peace of mind. The Richland County Bank encourages you to take identity theft seriously. Secure your Social Security number. Don't carry your Social Security card in your wallet. Don't respond to unsolicited requests for personal information by phone, mail, or online. Review your receipts. Promptly compare receipts with account statements and watch for unauthorized transactions, and shred receipts with any personal information on them, credit offers, account statements, and expired cards. Questions? The Richland County Bank has helped local people since 1881 and will be glad to answer any questions you may have. Richland County Bank, Downtown Richland Center, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
It's a cloudy 54 degrees, up from our morning low of 48. Yesterday, we saw a high of 72 degrees. We also saw 11 hundredths of an inch of rain. A record high for this day was 86, set back in 2009, while a record low was 19 degrees, set in 1956. As for last year on this day, our high was 57, our low was 33. Look for sunset today to be at 7:55, while sunrise tomorrow will be at 6:04. We've received a half inch of rainfall so far since the midnight hour. The barometer is at 30.21 as it continues to rise, and winds are out of the northeast at 3. Again, it is 54 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com. The Farm Journal Report with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, providing agricultural, commercial, and residential buildings, materials, and equipment since 1954.
A leading British scientist questions the motives of a global environmental activist group. Today on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
I'm a fix-it-yourselfer, but I also know there are times when I'm in over my head.
My wife has a saying, will anything bad happen? If the answer is even maybe, then call a professional. Too many farmers have gotten hurt or killed by trying to fix a problem themselves. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthshoreProductions.com. Sir Richard Roberts is no fan of Greenpeace. In fact, the Nobel Prize-winning scientist says Greenpeace has cashed in on the subject of genetic modification.
They've never had a better fundraising campaign than this. As soon as they came out against GMOs, the funds that they raised from voluntary contributions increased threefold. And they're still at that level now. And I think Greenpeace is scared that if they say, well, GMOs are now okay, that's going to disappear.
Roberts told a Canadian audience that governments not approving GM foods is hurting low-income populations.
Food choice is really a luxury of the developed world. You know, when you go into a restaurant, you have a big choice of things that you can eat. But the bulk of the people who are at the poor end of the scale in the developed countries, they don't have a lot of choice. They can only eat what they grow in their backyards.
Worst of all, says Roberts, government inaction on a genetically modified type of rice is costing lives in the developing world.
Since 2005, literally millions of children have died because they didn't get enough vitamin A when they were growing.
This series concludes tomorrow. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
This Farm Market Update from WRCO Radio in Brownfield is sponsored by Aiderers of Plain. For great big savings on household goods, egg supplies, milking equipment and service, plus friendly small town convenience. It's Aiderers in Plain.
The NFL Draft, helping to feed children, new markets for soybeans, and more. Good day, I'm Jared White with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. The National Football League Draft starts today in Green Bay, Wisconsin. Brownfield's Larry Lee attended one of the pre-draft events that helps feed children.
Gen Youth is a nonprofit organization that works to equip schools to help provide students with better access to nutrition and physical activity. CEO Anne Marie Krautheim tells Brownfield the money is going to 90 Wisconsin school districts.
We have netted well over $500,000. We're giving grab-and-go school breakfast equipment, so it literally rolls the healthy school meal, including fruits and whole grains and lean protein and dairy, right to where the kids are getting off the school bus.
Chef Mark Bucher says fundraisers like this are important, especially now.
A lot of federal programs that support families and students are seeing some deep cuts.
From the NFL Draft in Green Bay, I'm Larry Lee, Brownfield Ag News.
The former chairman of the U.S. Soybean Export Council says diversifying trade relationships with other countries have helped increase demand for U.S. soybeans. Kansas farmer Lance Rizak tells Brownfield Pakistan's soybean crushing facilities recently signed an agreement with USEC
that they would buy exclusive U.S. soy.
He says Nigeria recently purchased 30,000 metric tons of soybeans after a meeting with USEC officials.
That was a nice win.
Rizak says Vietnam is also showing interest in using American soybeans. A regional manager for Beck's Hybrid says farmers in the upper Midwest are shifting more acres to corn. Heather Morris covers the Dakotas, Minnesota, and Wisconsin.
Yesterday, actually, a grower had decided to shift even more of his bean acres into corn.
She tells Brownfield Beck's is growing its soybean footprint in the region this year.
But we are definitely seeing much larger increase in those corn acres.
Morris says some soybean acres are going into other crops like sunflowers and edible beans this spring. The coordinator of the Illinois Agricultural Pest Survey says the arrival of black cutworm moth flights across the Midwest could pose a challenge to fields with cover crops. Kelly Estes says the pests are here to lay eggs and they're attracted to fields with growth.
When you look across the landscape right now, there's quite a few areas that are pretty barren, and so they are attracted to more grassy green areas, but the potential is there for them to lay eggs anywhere, but those are definitely places I would check first.
She tells Brownfield that fields with heavy winter annual wheat pressure are also a target.
Purple henbit is also a huge host for black cutworm, and so we are seeing lots of those winter annuals out, and those can also provide a really good place for those cutworms to lay eggs.
Estes says the first instances of cutworm feeding typically occur a few weeks after the moths are detected, so farmers should scout accordingly. And the USDA says pork export sales dropped to a marketing year low last week, and beef, corn, soybean, and cotton also saw week-to-week declines. For these stories and more, visit brownfieldagnews.com. I'm Jared White for Brownfield.
I'm Bill Scott, host of the Titletown Report.
He does such a great job of learning from every experience. We'll all be better for it.
The Packers will be back in August, and I'll have in-depth analysis and reaction from the coaches and players.
I think we did some really good things this season.
Connect your brand with passionate Packers fans from 65 radio stations and online.
That's going to be a great reflection point this offseason.
Contact Jill from marketing at 608-848-2770. That's 608-848-2770.
Do weed control right the first time and deliver the knockout punch to weeds with Status Herbicide. Status Herbicide is the number one broadleaf herbicide for corn, going up against the toughest weeds in your fields. Use it as your frontline post-application in a tank mix with Zidua SC Herbicide for one heck of a knockdown that keeps HPPD-resistant weeds out for the rest of the season. Explore more at statusherbicide.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Hi, it's Andrew Hoiberg from Calcium Products. SO4 pelletized gypsum is the superior sulfur source that delivers the right amount of sulfur, perfectly matching plant needs for yield-maximizing plant growth. SO4 consistently performs in trials, providing up to a 13-bushel increase on corn. Ask your agronomist about applying SO4 pelletized gypsum and learn more at calciumproducts.com.
Another quiet start for direct cash cattle trade, and cash hogs are lower at midday. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with the Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Brought to you by Propane, the Propane Farm Research Program offers compensation for using propane equipment. More information is available at propane.com/PFRP. Direct cash cattle trade activity remains quiet at midday. Asking prices are at $214 to $215 live in the south and $340 plus stressed in the north. Bids remain elusive. There were a handful of deals reported in the south Wednesday, but not near enough business to establish an accurate price trend for the week. The bulk of the week's trade could hold out until sometime Friday. At the Hess Livestock Market in Nebraska, compared to 2 weeks ago, steers and heifers were $5 to $15 higher with instances of higher sales. The USDA says demand was good to very good from the buyers, both in the crowd and online. Medium and large one feeder steer, 670 to 696 pounds, brought $329 to $341. Medium and large one feeder heifers, 812 to 846 pounds, brought $267 to $277. Box beef was higher at midday on solid demand for moderate offerings. Choice up $1.38 at $333.35. Select is $1.40 higher at $315.92. Cash hogs are lower at midday with moderate negotiated purchases. Processors were able to move needed numbers without having to get aggressive in their procurement efforts. Demand for U.S. pork on the global market has been strong overall, but there are concerns as the trade rift with China, one of the largest purchasers of U.S. pork, continues as it's had a significant impact on export sales. There is some optimism domestic demand could see a boost, but that remains to be seen. Barrows and gilts at the National Daily Direct were down $1.37 with a weighted average of 90.22. The Iowa Minnesota is 83 cents lower with a weighted average of 98.99. And the Western Corn Belt is $1.32 lower with a weighted average of 90.62. Prices at the Eastern Corn Belt were not reported at midday due to confidentiality. Butcher hog prices at the Midwest cash markets dropped $3 to $63, and pork values are higher at midday, up 83 cents at $94.91. Ribs, loins, butts, and hams were all higher. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Joining us is Paul Bonnet with Nutrient Ag Solutions. Paul, let's talk about how soil health can maximize crop yields.
Soil is the legacy of the family farm. It underpins, along with weather, essentially what the genetic potential of the farm is. It's something that we're starting now to really understand and be able to manipulate through agronomic practices and also products. The evolution of new technologies like biologicals are going to be a step change in terms of nutrient use efficiency and mitigating stress. It's not just about looking at the end of the year yield, or looking at greener pictures, but actually getting down to the science of what's happening from the nitrifiers, ammonifiers, denitrifiers, to be able to see what makes sense in your soil and your cropping system with new products. Our crop consultants can help advise on not only tests to be doing, the soil biology tests and the typical soil testing, but also what makes sense from a general commodity fertilizer perspective, but also these new advanced nutrient use efficiency products.
Find out more at NutrientAgSolutions.com.
Kitchen remodels are a popular building project. At Harchi Lumber, they can design a new kitchen layout and offer the Craftmade and Merillac Classic line of cabinets. But cabinets aren't only for the kitchen. Spruce up the storage space in your bathroom, craft room, home office, or even as an entertainment center. Finish off your cabinets with a countertop that meets your needs and matches the decor. For all your cabinet needs, call 608-985-7207 or stop at Harchi Lumber, Highway 33 between Laval and Reedsburg.
Soybeans are higher. Corn, cattle, and hogs are mixed. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. For decades, Stein has represented simply the best in corn genetics, offering more than 50 lines of the highest-performing corn featuring a broad range of traits. Stein has yield. Soybeans are up now on short covering, technical buying, and a higher move in soybean oil. Beans continue to monitor the early U.S. planting pace and the ongoing harvest in Argentina. There's reportedly been no resumption of trade talks between the United States and China. Nonetheless, May beans are up 8 cents at 10.48 and a quarter, July's 6 and 3 quarters higher at 10.57. May bean meal's down $2.40 at 2.88.40. May soybean oil's up 119 at 49.10. Corn's mostly modestly higher. Near-term forecasts do have rain in parts of the Corn Belt over the next few days, ahead of a turn to warmer, drier conditions in some areas. Export sales were down in the week, but still just barely larger than average. May's up 5 cents at 4.77, July's 4.5 higher at 4.83 and 3 quarters. And the wheat complex is down with some widespread rain in the forecast for the plains, boosting soil moisture in some very dry areas. Wheat's also monitoring drought in parts of the Black Sea region. May Chicago's down 2.5 at 5.25 and 3 quarters. May Kansas City's 2.75 lower at 5.35. May Minneapolis is down 2.5 at 5.89. Live and feeder cattle are mostly higher, with box beef up at midday, getting ready for direct business. Packer inquiry remains almost non-existent. June live's down 37 at 207.72. August is 5 lower at 203.82. August feeders are up 7 at 292.25. And hogs are mostly lower, with cash business down and this in the USDA reporting a marketing year low for export sales. May hogs are down 5 at 91.82, and June's 32 lower at 99.82. Crude oil's firm, the Dow's up 395. Brownfield.
Hello, this is Chase Hesterton with MSAC Auction Realty with sales results and upcoming events. We had a smaller sale today. Lots of people are getting into the fields. Large squares topped at $150 a ton and large rounds at $90 a ton. Call 608-642-2802 for more info. Wilson stock trailer, trucks, mowers, UTVs, ATVs, boats, John Deere small square baler, chopper, manure spreader, and much, much more ending April 30th at 6 p.m. Soft close. For more info, go to www.temsocauctionrealty.com or call 608-723-4020 for more. This is Chase Hesterton. Have a great day.
Fuller's Milkers Center, LLC, is a full-line Geo-Westphalia Surge dealer offering 24-hour dairy service on your milking and refrigeration equipment. Fuller's of Lancaster and Richland Center offers dairy milking equipment, milk cooling equipment, dairy supplies, parlor design, consultation and installation, professional dairy service and maintenance, and so much more. Customer service and support to their customers is their number one priority. Learn more about Fuller's Milkers Center. Call 608-549-6490.
The dairy industry is stepping up its Healthy Dairy in Schools commitments. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield. The International Dairy Foods Association has announced its voluntary proactive pledge to eliminate the use of artificial colors in milk, cheese, and yogurt products sold to K through 12 schools for the National School Lunch and Breakfast Program. Matt Herrick is Senior Vice President of Public Affairs and Communications.
We want to make sure that kids in school, parents of those kids in school, see dairy products as healthy, wholesome, nutritious. And so we reached out to every company, every dairy company, every food company that sells a dairy product in schools and said, would you commit to remove, if you have a product that includes any certified artificial dyes, would you commit to remove them? All of them said yes. we are excited because, you know, there are some companies out there that still use artificial dyes. Even though the FDA has said that those products, those ingredients are safe, like I said, parents have shown some level of concern. So now moving forward, by July of next year, milk, cheese, yogurt products, any dairy products sold to schools in the United States will not contain any artificial dyes.
I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield.
Corn farmers are facing increased challenges from herbicide-resistant weeds at a time when every bushel matters. Kurt Martins, BASF Technical Service Representative for Eastern Iowa and Western Illinois, says every weed escape has an impact on the bottom line.
If we're not getting them controlled, obviously they're competing for that space, nutrients, and water, and plenty of data out there shows there's detrimental yield loss there.
He says incorporating multiple modes of action into a herbicide plan is the best way to combat resistance.
My recommendation is Certain herbicide as a pre, followed by something with status in it, status herbicide post-emergent. Those are multiple effective set of action products. They're different modes of action from HPPDs and gives us a strong 1-2 punch.
Martins says status from BASF offers growers flexibility for a timely application.
Application window is V2 through V8, and it has adjuvant flexibility, so you could use NIS, COC, or even MSO with it.
To learn more about status herbicide, contact your local BASF representative or visit agriculture.basf.us.
Who are you? We are the Knights who say... Nee.
Hey, rock and rollers, this is Phil Nee. Saturday night, we'll be flashing back to this weekend's chart in 1976 and our special guest DJ by winning the top bid in a recent auction. Mr. Dave Umbeyon makes his radio debut.
I'd like to thank my daughter for giving me the opportunity to be on the air with the legendary Philip J. Nee.
Those were the days. WRCO Saturday night is sponsored by Bateznik Power Sports, Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating and Electric, Chet's Feed, Seed and Such, Culligan Water Conditioning, Jones Chevrolet, and A&W Restaurant of Boscobel. Join us Saturday night for Classic Rock and Roll Radio. The memories will come flashing back to you between 6 and midnight.
School is finally getting out, and you can have your office all to yourself, Mr. Majeski. Mr. Majeski, are you crying?